When I woke up yesterday morning and I looked outside the window, I thought, finally, a white Christmas in Florida. It was not white because of the snow. It was because of the fog. It was really a foggy morning. But it felt like home. See, I grew up in the northern part of Italy where winter is always, always very foggy. I'd like to share with you a Christmas carol that we sing in Italy. It was composed by Saint Alphonsus Liguori, and it speaks of a white Christmas. It says that Jesus Christ was born and came in a icy cold night. It's called Tu scendi dalle stelle. John has convinced me to sing for you the very first verse. So John, help me here.
Scendi dalle stelle, o re del cielo, e vieni in una grotta al freddo, al gelo, e vieni in una grotta al freddo, al gelo,
al freddo e al gelo, in the cold and icy night. Let me read for you the translation of what I just sang. From starry skies descending, thou comest, glorious King. A manger low thy bed, in winter's icy sting. Now, to me, this is Christmas. This song is Christmas. Of course, here in the U.S., I've learned to appreciate the new Christmas carols. Well, new to me. But I have to say that in the last few years, there's been a song that has become almost the soundtrack of my Christmas. And it's a very modern song, sung by a group a cappella, Pentatonix. I'm sure that many of you know it. I love the song, but I really dislike the lyrics. I love it. It's titled, That's Christmas to Me. And they sing it with incredible melodies. It's really a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. However, the lyrics that I dislike go like this. The fireplace is burning bright, shining along me. I see the presents underneath the old good Christmas tree. And I wait all night till Santa comes to wake me from my dreams. Oh, why? Because that's Christmas to me. I see the children play outside like angels in the snow, while mom and daddy share a kiss under the mistletoe, and will cherish all these simple things wherever we may be. Oh, why? Because that's Christmas to me. And then he goes on mentioning also candles glowing in the dark, stockings hanging by the Christmas tree, the thud of reindeer walking on the roof, the lullabies hoping that the morning is coming soon, the joy of family, and all of this because that's Christmas to me. Nothing wrong with that. Christmas is made of beautiful traditions. But is that all there is to it? I think that we read the Christmas story quite selectively. We focus on the nice, warm, fuzzy feelings of the birth of Christ. But if we are honest, read it carefully, we find a lot of hardships in the Christmas story. Imagine a young woman at that time becoming pregnant out of wedlock. She could be stoned to death. Imagine the agony of Joseph when he heard the news. He was not the father. It was hard. Imagine traveling to Bethlehem on foot for long days in a dusty corner of the Roman Empire. Imagine arriving there and not finding a place, and Mary's about to give birth. When a mother is about to give birth, she prepares ahead of time. She knows exactly where to go, when to, who to talk to, and so forth. She had to improvise and ended up in a stable. I mean, all of this is hard. And the only people that came to visit were shepherds. Shepherds in those days were considered scum of the earth because they lived with animals day and night. They would move from one place to the other, and therefore they were considered thieves. They would lead their sheep to pasture on someone else's property. Shepherds were not allowed to give testimony in court. They were considered liars, pathological liars. And, you know, living with animals, quite honestly, they stunk. And these are the only people that greet Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus. And soon afterwards, Mary and Joseph have to flee for their life, for the life of their child. And they end up refugees in Egypt, and so on and so forth. That's why I love a beautiful booklet by a biblical scholar, Raymond Brown, that has the title, An Adult Christ at Christmas. Seems like, you know, a paradox, but we do find an adult Christ at Christmas. We find already at Christmas the cross, Calvary. And that's why we need to read the Christmas story, not selectively, but really allowing it to challenge us. Because, you see, God came exactly to answer to all these troubles, these agonies. And that's why the Pope last night, as he gave, he presided the Christmas Midnight Mass, he focused his homily on the plight of refugees. You know, Europe, quite honestly, is being invaded by thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of refugees and migrants. Just in the last, I believe, 3 years, 14,000 people have drowned, 14,000 in the Mediterranean Sea. And just a couple of days ago, as I was reading a newspaper, I found an op-ed in the New York Times titled, Where Jesus Would Spend Christmas. And the writer tells the story of a refugee camp in a Greek island, the island of Lesbos, a camp called Moria, where 6,000 souls live a life of desperation. So Christmas is the answer to all of this. We understand Christmas only if we see it through these lenses of our misery. God is coming into our misery. He brings life and joy and light. In the gospel, the prologue of the Gospel of John, we heard the light was coming into the world. It's a world of darkness, and that's why we appreciate the light. But I think that if we have over-sentimentalized Christmas and turned it into a feel-good, be-good kind of celebration, we need to open our eyes and our heart and see that there's much more to it. Christmas to me is not just the Christmas tree, the presents and the decoration and all the beautiful traditions we have. Christmas is, most of all, God's rescue plan for humanity. He comes into our misery to bring his mercy so that we may have hope. He becomes human so that humanity may become divine. As I quoted at the beginning of Mass, Chesterton says, he became homeless so that we might have a home. As we celebrate Christmas today and in the next few days, let us open wide our heart. Let us take in all the Christmas story, not just selectively a few points here and there. Let us be challenged by it. We too go through hardships. Many people find it difficult to celebrate Christmas. You know this. Depression goes up during these days. Why? Because we, like Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus, we too go through hardships. We too have our trials and tribulations. That's when we need the good news, the glad tidings of which Isaiah spoke in today's first reading. That's when we need them the most. We need the good news of Christmas, of a God who, the infinite power of God, became powerless to give us strength, to give us hope. Let us today rejoice, feel hope in our heart, not because the world is a nice place, not because everything is fine, but because God was not afraid to get involved, to get his hands dirty, so to speak, with humanity, so that we may have hope and a plan of redemption. I wish you all a happy, blessed, and holy Christmas. Allow Jesus to be in you and to give you hope. Merry Christmas.